Hello, and thank you for purchasing this premium episode of the Digital Vibe podcast, which is, of course, located at www.thedigitalvibe.com. And this is Annette, your host of the regular podcast. This, of course, is a premium episode. And before I get started on this second part of this four-part series, which includes planning, selling, building, marketing. But of course, this is the building part of how to set up an online business and make money online. And first off, thank you for your purchase. So this is a four-part series, as you well know. And you should have already completed the first part, which is planning. I hope that you enjoyed the 13 episodes of the podcast. And it is the premium stuff. So this is stuff from experience that you'll be getting on these podcasts. And it is totally different from what you're going to be getting on the website and my regular podcast. And if you haven't heard by now, let's see. I do have a live podcast, a live show, I should say. And it's coming up. It should be here by February. So if you have already tuned into the website, you should see a big live sign. If not, I'm letting you know and informing you that it will be live coming up. So check that out. Check it out. So premium episode. You want the best in expertise from a person who knows the way around the web and is an expert in business. So that's what you pay me for on these premium podcasts. And so that's what you're going to get. So this part, which is part two, which is going to be building the setting up of your online business. And this is going to be finding a home for your business. So this is episode one of the second part. And let's talk about how to find a home for your business. When you are on the web, the vastness of the internet and the vastness of platforms that you can call a home, the first home that you ought to have when you set up an online business in order to make money online is simply your website. Let that be your first online presence, your online home that you set up if you haven't done it already. Because that is the first and foremost home that invites people inside to what you do, what your business is about, you know, what your products and services are, and everything else that goes along with it. So I believe last time I discussed how to design your website, or set it up at least. And in a couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about how to design it and get it going. But that is your first home. It literally is setting up that business. So, you know, setting it up like that. So the home is the first place. It is the doorway into your business for all the outsiders to take a look at. And that is where you want to start with first. But the second most important thing is, where do you go from there? How do you choose your second, third, fourth, fifth home? So when it comes to an online presence and building a business online, building an online presence, awareness, a brand awareness, things like that, you have to have the mentality of multiplicity of platforms. You have to put it on just not your website, but on all the other platforms that are available out there. Not all of them, but some of them. You know, which ones work for you? And there are so many. Right now, there are about well over 2,000 marketplaces on the internet today. And by a marketplace, I mean eBay. I mean Amazon. I mean, I can go on. There's some lesser known marketplaces and some bigger known marketplaces. Any place that you can sell a product, whether it's a digital product, whether it's a physical product, the marketplaces are the places where most people sell their products. They do it in addition to having an online presence. So, like I said, eBay, Amazon, there's a ton of them. But those are the premier ones, but those are not the ones that I use. I've I have a couple of different other platforms where I put my digital goods on that give me a little bit of traffic. So you have to have this mentality that you are not just having more than one home. You're going to have more than one home because, again, you want to benefit from the traffic that's out there. So your, like I said, your first home is going to be your website. Your second home is going to be a marketplace should you decide to do that. And like I said, there's tons of these marketplaces where you can sell your digital goods. For example, if you are a person that's into crafts, you can sell your products on Etsy, Poshmark, places like that. And for a fee per month or percentage of your sale, you can sell on there. And the traffic that they get is nice. Because you're getting the traffic of the marketplace, and that's kind of nice because your website might not be ready, or you may not be able to promote your website just yet, and putting your products in additional homes in order to get traffic is strategy. It's what you're supposed to do. It's what you do. So that's why you want it on more than one site. You just don't want it on your website. You want to have your products and services on other platforms that bring in a ton of traffic in order to build brand awareness. So never think of just, you're going to build a website, put it on there. That's your first home and that's it. Never think like that. Unless you don't need to do it. And you are going to pay for your own marketing and promotions. These are ways of doing it sometimes for free. Because you can build a digital product and put it on one of these marketplaces and let the marketplace do the traffic for you. You can take an online course, for example, put it on a multiplicity of platforms that sell courses online, benefit from the traffic. The traffic comes to your website. And some of those things don't even cost you a dime. So that's the beauty of having a second home. Because you get traffic from other places, other sources that you probably wouldn't be able to get otherwise. Let's talk about a third home. A third home could be and should be social media. And I know you know the social media platforms, of course. Who doesn't know them? Twitter, Facebook, oh gosh, Reddit, Pinterest, Instagram, the list goes on. But you don't have to do all of them, okay? So many people putting out there that you have to do these things and you have to do them and do them all. But you don't. I advise you don't do them all. Just do one or two. And if you feel comfortable with one or two, that's all you need to do. And the only reason, and my main ones, the only reason why I'm doing them is because I'm doing live programming, which is YouTube. Other than that, I wouldn't be using YouTube. Facebook, I ordinarily don't use Facebook, but I'm using it because I'm doing some live stuff. Facebook has too much controversy tied to it. There's too many issues with that. But I'm only using it because it might be a benefit to what I'm trying to do. The other ones, like I said, pick one or two. There's no need to do all of them. But do the ones, of course, that give you traffic, that you can benefit from the traffic. Because I don't know what your plans are, your marketing goals are, your strategies are. So whatever your strategy is, you pick out the best one that fits your strategy and go with that. So let's say, for example, you want to do some live streaming. I would suggest Facebook. I would suggest YouTube. I would suggest Periscope, Twitch, places like that. So it all depends upon what your strategy is. And whatever your business strategy is, then you go with that. Because one shoe doesn't fit for everything. I often wonder why so many people are listening to so many people telling them to do it this way and that way. And I would say, I would never listen to that simply because of the fact I don't know what your business strategy is. I don't know what your goals are. I don't know what your plans are. So I could never tell you, do it this way. I could never tell you, do this or this, or one platform, 10 platforms, 20 platforms. I don't know. I simply don't know what your business strategy is. Because that really determines exactly what platform you're going to use. So like I said, the only reason why I was getting involved in doing YouTube or Facebook for that matter was simply because of the capacity for what I wanted to do. I saw into my plans that perhaps I may need to use them. But because I wanted to take my podcast to another level or another level of engagement, because I wasn't getting the engagement that I wanted to get before, so I figured I'm going to switch up. But I can't tell you all my secrets. So really determine exactly what are your goals? What are your marketing plans? What do you want to achieve? Begin with the end in mind. What are you trying to achieve before you even get started? And whatever goal you want to achieve, then that's where you kind of look at the different platforms that apply. I would use Pinterest and Tumblr as a social media platform if I wanted to promote my photos. Instagram would be suitable too. If you're strictly doing photos, images, things like that. You know, and even videos for Instagram. But if it's you know, certain things work for certain platforms. So if you're doing a lot of videos and, you know, you could take your pick of Facebook, you could take your pick of YouTube, you can take your pick of Instagram. Tons of these platforms, Twitter, any one of them. But if you want to just do photos and photos are only the things you want to do, then there's certain social media platforms that work for photos. For example, if you want to do a 2-minute video stream, TikTok is perfect. They only take 2-minute videos. So if you have a 2-minute video, you have something you want to promote, TikTok is perfect because it's only a 2-minute short video platform. You can also put your videos, of course, on Vimeo, Dailymotion, you know, all of those different platforms you can access if you want to put videos out. YouTube is not the only one. So, but really, you have to, these are just, you know, extensions of your brand, extensions of your brand, extensions of your first and foremost thing, which is your website. So you don't want to, you know, you want to consider putting it on these platforms, because the more, you know, the more that you get your stuff out there, the more that you build brand awareness, the more the possibility of people coming to your site. You got to really get it out. The first thing you really have to do is do all these different things, you know, get your website done, of course, because you're going to want, you know, people are going to want to come, especially if you're selling on a marketplace platform. You're going to want to have a website because people are going to want to come back to your website to see whatever whatever else you have. And it's just good. It's just good to have one for yourself. Because it's just that you have it, you know, that says something about your brand, having one, you know, and so that starts the whole part of this whole thing when you're finding and setting up a home for your online presence. So like I said, social media would be your third home, and any other sites, you know, I mean, if you want to do things like, for example, if you're into writing and if you're a writer, you might want to blog. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of different platforms where you can put your blogs on. But I won't discuss that just yet. I'm kind of saving that for another time. So that's a whole nother ball game altogether. But again, finding a home for your business just doesn't stop at your website. It goes beyond that. And if you want to build brand awareness and you want to do more, you know, with your brand and get it out there more and more and doing all that, getting people to know who you are and what you're about, then you're going to want to do it on more than one platform. I have never known of anybody who is an internet entrepreneur who has just built a website and left it at that. And I am still amazed to this day that so many people who do have businesses that are brick and mortar that are offline, but they still don't have an online presence. That's amazing. That's amazing to me. Because we're in the age, come on, this is 2020. We're in the age where we're supposed to. It's a must to have one. And if you don't have that, you know, I'm just kind of, I don't know, I'm just one of those people that, boy, if you just don't have one, it says a lot about your brand. It says a lot about your business if you don't have one. And putting your brand name and your logo on all these different platforms is building your reputation, building your brand. So you don't want just the website to be the only thing that you have available for your customers to see, but you want to have everything else out there for them. So the more that you put it on these platforms, the more your audience gets to see you and they get to know what you're about and what you do. You know, I started out doing mine on just one platform. I started out as a blogger. And from there, you know, I was doing that for a number of years. From there, I went to different platforms and different things, and then went to podcasting, from podcasting to social media. So many different things. Nothing, I'm not going to say anything didn't work, because this whole thing about building brand awareness is not just something doesn't work. You have to really be expansive. You have to try different things to see what works. But if your strategy calls for building brand awareness and you have a video arsenal and you want to get things out there, because 90-something is getting close to that percentage that everybody's looking at video online, then you're going to want to have an online presence. Then you're going to want to have some videos, and you want a Vimeo, and you're going to do Daily Motion or YouTube or Facebook or Twitter, any one of those. So it's a process of building your online presence. It takes time. But still, I don't see it taking, it shouldn't take you forever to do it. But if you are a solopreneur, it may take you some time. But there are tools out there that I use that can cut your time down by a number of hours. And so you really don't need all these different things to spend time doing, posting to Twitter, to Instagram, to this, to that, to this, to that. You don't need to do all that. There's such a thing called automation. So, you know, you don't have to do it. You know, you can save yourself literally 5 to 10 hours a week alone by using social media automation. And there are tons of services out there that you can have your social media automated. Because it saves so much time, so much money, so much energy. And if you want to engage, you can engage with your videos if you're doing videos. So, you know, there, like I said, there are different ways to do different things. But don't let, above all else, don't let that be your first point of anything. Don't let just having your website presence be that's it and that's all. You have to be open-minded to knowing that there's so many different platforms out there. Even doing this podcast is considered an outlet for my brand. That's why a lot of marketers are not just doing one thing. They're doing a couple of things just to get the word out about their brand. So it's not as hard as you think, but it's not as simple either. Because you do have to learn a lot of these different technologies and things that are out there. You have to keep up on the trends that are going on. So you're going to have to be a person that has that willingness to learn. Because this is what it is about. And this day and age, you don't need a whole full production company to do a video. Do you know what the cost is? I mean, it's crazy. And especially if you don't have the money to do it, but you'd like to do it. So if you can get on platforms that cut your time down, your money down, the hours spent, then jump on those kind of things. Because I have to sit back every once in a while and realize, oh my gosh, this is what that would have actually have cost me if I did it that way. I couldn't afford it. I couldn't afford that. And the average solo entrepreneur probably who's making maybe less than a certain amount of money, less than $1 million, probably wouldn't do it either if they could figure out and do it on their own and learn it. Even if I had the money to do it, I like to, you know, jump right into some of these things and learn them. And I've saved myself a ton of cash. And I see nothing wrong with that. If you can save yourself time, energy, and money, why not do it? So, why not do it? Next time, we're going to be talking about blogging. I talked about blogging earlier. So, my next premium episode is going to be on content management. So we're going to talk about a couple of the platforms that are out there for all of you writers and not so writers that you can put your skills on and your words on, because there's plenty of them. But I'm only going to take a few of the top 5 or 10 that I've used and that I'm aware of, that I, you know, that's out there, because I haven't done blogging in quite some time. I've been busy doing this podcast and doing the production of this podcast and all those things that go with it. But next time I will be having some of that information ready for you, so you can know where to begin on that. Because a CMS platform is simply a platform that's a management system that's already managed. It's a systematic thing that's already managed. All you're doing is placing content on this platform. So that's why it's called a content management system. So before I wrap up this premium episode of the Digital Vibe podcast, I want to remind you a couple of things. That I do have some shows airing. There was a discussion that I had whether I was going to air my podcast on Tuesdays or Wednesdays. So I'm probably going to try out Wednesdays for my podcast. So it could be Tuesday, it could be Wednesday. Do check that out. All you got to do is visit the website. You'll know. And of course, I'm doing the live programming. So you want to check that out as well. I don't have a predetermined time, but I will have that. If you visit the website, you'll see all that. That's going to be right there. So you can listen and engage with me live. And you can ask some questions if you have some. So it goes beyond this premium podcast. And so, but I'm making myself available for you. So I'm doing, a couple of live shows and stuff like that, so we can engage a little bit. And because as you listen to the podcast, you get to know me. So I'm going to get to know a little bit about what you want and what you like and what, you know, what your questions are. So that's going to be forthcoming, and that's going to be in February. And I don't think there's anything else I wanted to mention other than thank you for purchasing this premium episode. And like I said, it's an ongoing series. And next time, like I said, content management. And like I said, keep active about checking out my website, because every once in a while it's being updated with some new information. So the best way to really find out what's going on with me, with the Digital Vibe, is by going to the website. And you know where that is. So before I close this podcast, I'd like to say Happy New Year. And thank you for listening.